I was actually listening to The Ticket yesterday. I was pretty much locked in, very excited, because I had all my money on 11-year-old Van to win some races here on The Ticket. And he did not win. Not only did he not win, the same guy who beat him went ahead and beat Mike Saroy. And then Corby did the old, all right, I guess I'll run. I guess I'll race. And he was beaten by this man as well. Let's call him. Let's call him to congratulate him. We're going to call the fastest man on The Ticket.
He's actually on a... He has his own broadcast unit.
His phone is so fast, it sounds better.
All right, well, let's say hello to Jason Killer Kellison.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Jake. Hello, Blake.
Killer.
Mino.
Hi, Killer.
Listen to that confidence.
This is the new real killer.
New soda. Lost weight. He's got married. He's got a kid. He plays golf. He wins foot races. I mean... Oh, and here's the drum roll to introduce the killer.
I want to say flat out that this may be the greatest athletic feat, at least in my time at the station. And it's not because it was a real elaborate feat. It's that he stared down the biggest guys in the yard.
The two cockiest guys on the ticket.
The cockiest when it comes to athletics guys at the station and said, okay, quiet, confident killer, and just smoked the field. Incredible, Jason.
Thank you, but I did not race Mike Saroy.
Yeah, we used a little bit of transitive property there. He beat Van, and Van beat Mike.
Yeah.
But
well,
he beat Van bad enough.
Yeah,
to
if you beat Van, then you would beat Mike.
Right, it's like a tournament.
He beat Van twice.
Yeah, I did beat Van twice. He's just as cocky as his dad, by the way.
Van?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that after you beat him. He's like, I didn't try.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to do this, and I thought it's wrong. Would it be wrong to do an excuse rotator with Corby's kid?
No, why not?
Because I believe he had a few of them after the various races on reasons that didn't try, sun was in his eyes.
I think Saroy faked the hammy, by the way.
I don't know.
I think he did, too, because he saw that he was losing, and... the embarrassment of that for a guy like Mike Saroy, who kind of built his whole empire on being a great athlete.
Now that I'm watching it, maybe you guys are right, but I mean, he gave up way too early if he's faking it.
He saw he was losing.
I mean, he was like 10 feet from the finish line.
He saw he was going to lose.
That's embarrassing. And I saw these photos and these videos, and Killer, have you converted to long tight when workout guy?
Just for racing.
Okay, because I have.
Just in all the races you do?
Yeah, all the racing, all the running I do, I do long tights.
It's a game changer, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Makes you so much faster, more confident.
That is what
so
it is.
So it's like you don't have to shave your legs?
You don't have to shave your legs. It makes your legs look really good.
It does.
My calves were popping yesterday.
You looked great.
The long tights.
And see, here's what I think is interesting about this. If I had lost to Mike in Duncanville, Dan would still bring it up every couple days. There's no doubt. It would be a defining quality of my profile here. Had Killer lost yesterday, he would have just kind of kept getting kicked. You know, it would have gone
Instead,
in with the
I,
other.
I win and I get kicked.
No, that's why we're having you on.
Okay.
The point I'm trying to make is when we mention the names of Mike Saroy and Corby Davidson from now on, we need to introduce them as the guys who are not as fast as Killer.
Right.
Like, this is the badge I want them to have to wear forever. Any athletic claim that's made, well, yeah, but you also thought you were faster than Killer.
I want a t-shirt that says, I beat Corby in a foot race.
We could get that done. He beat Corby, dude.
I know. I loved it. I couldn't believe it yesterday.
Kingslayer.
Hodor wins.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
We don't have to get into any of the nicknames that Corby tried to give you this morning.
What did he have?
Usain Dolt?
Yeah, Usain Dolt. Hodor with a motor.
You know what's interesting is you've received congratulations all around here on this show except from one corner.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who would that be?
I'll never get recognition from that producer seat.
Never.
Blake is very anti-killer. just because of their years of rooming together at training camp.
And Killer was kind of his boss.
He was my boss.
So, yeah. It seemed like
he
really
he said the word was really loud there,
with,
didn't he?
With yeah, respect, yeah.
Congrats, Killer. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Blake. Thank you.
You know Blake is...
You've done our softball team well.
To go line Sox. Up next to Killer, though.
Now, did you go home to Lady Killer and talk about your transformation, how you are no longer the guy that gets kicked on the ticket? You are now... Like, is she happy with your newfound status?
She was happy, and then she told me I had to race my son, and I had to lose
when I raced my son.
You're raising him like that, huh?
Yeah, participation ribbons. Mm. They're awesome.
Well, I mean, and since she told you to do it, then you did it?
Well, Dan, I kind of have to right now. She's 8 months pregnant, so I got to make her happy.
Oh, my God.
Back to our
That's
conversation
even worse than
yesterday.
6 months pregnant. We thought 6 months pregnant was the worst she could be, but, yeah, she gets anything she wants.
Oh, yeah, definitely right now.
And then they use that card later, too, like, oh, I was pregnant. Did you stop drinking to support her?
For about 2 weeks.
That's good.
I picked up the brown drink again. So
two bad bits. Stop drinking to support your pregnant wife. That's not good support. Now you're going to be on edge, too. Let's just have one person.
Right, I'll carry the torch.
And shouldn't she say, how about I'll be the driver? Like,
she has done that.
That's pretty selfish of her, I think. The second bad bit is you abstain before marriage.
Like from doing it?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
You mean?
Like they'll stop like a month out or something.
Yeah.
Test drive it?
Just so that that night you're all like, yeah.
No, I think what Dan's saying is that you've done it before, but you're going to...
You're
going to pretend for like a month before that you didn't.
Yeah, not if you've...
Donovan did that.
Did he?
Yeah.
So they had done it, but then they picked a date and said, okay, from this date forward, we won't do it.
And I think it was like 3 months,
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's like, yeah.
Because what if you end up breaking up?
Well, also, what if... would you like the wedding night to be enjoyable or 3 seconds long?
You got to do a Ben Stiller before.
I guess that's
three
true.
Down from 7 seconds.
Yeah. Well, Killer, we're very proud of you, man.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, I got a correction for you real quick, Jake.
Okay.
The shower scene in Starship Troopers is Dana Meyer.
Okay, see, I couldn't remember. Sorry. I feel like I soft-pedaled it there because I couldn't remember who's up tops.
You're thinking of Wild Things.
What movie should we watch for you?
Slapping sounds.
You know, many years ago, Killer was trying to get me to watch Grandma's Boy.
Oh, you still haven't watched it?
Is that like the greatest movie ever?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's you'll really love it.
Who is it?
It's a Happy Madison movie, but it's all the guys who are
in
that.
It's all the B characters. Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah,
it's got Jonah Hill in it, too.
I think, Killer, you made me watch that.
Yeah, I did. It's a great movie.
Killer gave us Beer Fest.
Beer Fest is another fun movie.
I don't think I ever saw Beer Fest.
And
Did you ever watch
Super Troopers?
I was going to say, I think he's the
I definitely have
Super
seen
Troopers.
Super Troopers.
Yeah, Broken Lizard. They're a great comedy troupe.
A what?
So.
Comedy troupe?
So, Killer, you're a fan of Starship Troopers?
It was okay. It wasn't the best movie, but it was fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, it's not going to win an Oscar.
But who cares about that?
Like Grandma's Boy.
Oh, yeah, Grandma's Boy. Best original screenplay right there. But no, it was fun. It was definitely a guy movie.
We have enough Killer today now.
All right, I'll go away.
Are you with us next week?
Yes, I'll be with you guys next
week. All right, watch
Starship Trooper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's Killer cleaning up Dan's verbal messaging.
Communicating better than you.
He is a new man.
I'm like the new Corby. Man, Killer's just destroying.
Yeah, and unfortunately, his wife's pregnant, so he can't, you know.
I can't reap the benefits.
Go home and say, I am the new man. I've traveled 100 miles with my seed.
Here's a tip for you. When she has the second baby, and you have to come home to watch the first baby, hire a babysitter that'll get there early in the morning to wake up with your kid so you don't have to. You can sleep in.
That's a good idea.
It's been done before.
Man, that guy was a genius.
Just don't let her find out, because then she gets all, ugh. Okay, dude.
All right, thank you, boys.
See ya.
That's the killer.